it's a positive announcement, and I welcome it, and I welcome the fact that the likes of Skull Kirriemuistre, which was one of the schools on the as part of the 58, that will get the green light, and other schools that weren't on the list but were also told to pause even for minor works. And obviously Mobile Community School was the school waiting for the green light as well to go to construction. So it's important that all the schools, not just the schools on the list of 58 projects, start getting moving again. But it's a welcome news. Friday past was a big day for St Mary's and Creasley, St Mary's and Stranorlar, and a joyous occasion, and obviously both school communities celebrated that. But there was the downside were schools that were given the go-ahead and were at the very end of a very long process. And when you consider the parents and staff of Kirriemuistre and Mobile that have waited over 20 years, it just was a very difficult time for them. And I think if any lesson is to be learned, if there's to be recalibration of funding, if there's to be a review of funding, it shouldn't be to the detriment of breaking confidence and creating that uncertainty which was created during this process. So I think that's a big lesson. And I'm not just being parochial to my own county here. I'm thinking on the special school in Colby in County Laois, which I worked on as Minister for Education at the time. And I know there was a public meeting there, and parents and children were very, very put out by the whole thing. But I think more locally to Donegal, the parents and staff that did demonstrate last Friday as well had every right to do so, because that uncertainty just created created a bad feeling, and I really believe an unnecessary bad feeling, because I think when a contractor is awarded a tender, they start buying into the process by employing extra employees and also ensuring that bonds are in place. So I think it was a bad day for processes, and I think that's a big lesson that has to be learned here.